Good morning, I'm Mark Purzell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Learn about Wordplay, the new children's literacy nonprofit that has just opened its doors in Northside. You'll learn about it from co-founder Libby Hunter in about 15 minutes. And later, Cincinnati Magazine Associate Managing Editor Amy Brownlee shares the story of a gruesome murder that happened in 2009 in Covington, and the 14-year-old girl found guilty of arranging the crime. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
It was another week of presidential campaigning in Ohio. President Obama made appearances at Bowling Green and Kent State Universities Wednesday, as his opponent Mitt Romney appeared nearby in Cleveland. In Kent, Mr. Obama said he wanted to invest in Ohio manufacturing, while Mr. Romney had invested in companies that ship jobs to China.
He wants to keep open these tax loopholes that encourage jobs overseas. I want to make sure that we're providing tax breaks for companies right here in America. I want to help big factories and small businesses double their exports. I want more goods stamped with Made in America. I want to create 1 million new manufacturing jobs in the next 4 years.
Mr. Obama said his administration brought more trade cases against China in one term than the previous administration did in two. A suburban Cleveland manufacturing plant was one of the three stops GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney made Wednesday as he and his running mate Paul Ryan completed a three-day swing through the state. At American Steel and Wire in Bedford Heights, Romney listened to seven Ohio manufacturers talk about the challenges they face. All blamed President Obama for what they feel is a difficult business climate. Uncertainty over business regulations and high taxes was a common theme. Some said unfair trade practices by China have hurt. Governor Romney accused Mr. Obama of being soft on China and says he will challenge China for artificially keeping its currency low.
And by doing that, the prices of their products are artificially low. And when their prices are low and then they compete with our manufacturers, our guys go out of business and people lose jobs. And that's why one thing I will do from day one is label China a currency manipulator. They must not steal jobs in an unfair way.
Obama campaign officials say Romney criticized Mr. Obama when he filed unfair trade complaints against China on tire exports, calling it protectionism that will hurt U.S. manufacturers. From Cleveland, Romney headed to Toledo. Cincinnati's police chief has gone to court to prevent having to take a state exam. Chief James Craig filed the appeal in Hamilton County Common Pleas Court. The Ohio Peace Officer Training Commission is the defendant. The organization requires recruits to undergo 500 hours of training and take a 200-question test. Most of the training has been waived for Craig, but earlier this month, the commission told him he must take the test. Craig, who has 36 years' experience in places like Los Angeles and Detroit, doesn't think this additional training will help him become a better leader. Craig's attorney, David Pepper, has said the current requirement will put Cincinnati at a disadvantage when hiring outside the department. The Ohio Attorney General's office says the purpose of the test is to demonstrate proficiency in all areas of training. No hearing date has been set in the case. The state's five public pension funds are expected to be more solid now that Governor John Kasich has signed bills that make changes to each of them. The fund's managers had asked state lawmakers to make changes in contribution rates, retirement eligibility, service requirements, and payout adjustments. The changes were first sought in 2009, but the five bills didn't pass till this session. And Kasich calls the nearly unanimous agreement on these bills in an election year, quoting him, a bipartisan triumph.
We got plenty of time to fight on lots of stuff. I'm going to fight on budgets and taxes. I mean, that's just the way it is. But there are some absolutely critical things that have to be done to make sure that that people are going to be in good shape and that they exercise their responsibility to get it done the right way.
The fund's managers had told lawmakers they were losing as much as $1 million a day without the changes. Those five funds cover 1.8 million state employees, teachers and other school employees, police, firefighters, and troopers. Under the new rules, most of those workers will have to contribute more of their pay and will have to stay on the job longer or retire older to get full benefits. An official at one Ohio Jobs Finding Center says she's noticed a positive trend. Even though Ohio's official unemployment rate has been stuck at 7.2% for the past 3 months. Joe Young says it used to be that staffers at her agency had to take all the initiative and call companies to find job openings for the unemployed who come to the Columbus Center. But now Young says companies are taking the initiative, calling the center to find workers.
And in large numbers. I mean, the average number of folks that they're looking for normally is about 50 to 100 folks. manufacturing positions, production positions, logistics positions, IT, healthcare. It's a full range. It's really encouraging.
Young says 2 years ago, in the depth of the recession, it was what she calls an employer's market. But now she says there's a growing shift towards the workers. Before the latest three-month leveling off of Ohio's jobless rate, it had gradually gone down for 11 straight months. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.